Well, for our next news item, I got a report on some recent archaeological finds on the Channel Islands. Now, those aren't the Channel Islands that the UK is familiar with. These ones are off the coast of Southern California, and they could redefine our understanding of early human dispersal across the Americas.
That sounds like a pretty significant discovery. What have they found?
Well, a team of archaeologists and anthropologists working on the Californian Channel Islands have discovered a remarkable array of stone tools and animal remains dating to around 12,000 years ago, a time when the first human populations were migrating and settling across the Americas. These finds, recently reported in Science magazine, indicate that a very diverse maritime economy, which included shellfish, birds and sea mammals, actually varied from island to island as well.
They must have also had pretty good seafaring technology to travel that far offshore in the first place. What's significance about the stone tools, Diana?
Well, I think this is the most intriguing part of the story. The stone tools found on the islands are very different to those found on the mainland. Mainland cultures, including Clovis and Folsom, were using tools with fluted points to hunt large mammals like the woolly mammoth. The islanders, on the other hand, diversified away from these cultures and established their own unique technology and subsistence strategies.
But what about the actual tools themselves? What do they look like?
Well, the tools include beautifully worked, thin, serrated points with barbs, which were no doubt used for hunting fish and, for the most part, do not reappear in the archaeological record after this time. And they're really striking and show an incredible level of craftsmanship.
What were these people doing in the Channel Islands? I thought the migrations across the Americas were along inland routes to South America and not along the coast.
You're right, but an increasing number of studies are challenging this simple linear view of the first peopling of the Americas. The evidence from the Channel Islands, that's a hunter-gatherer seafarer population with a rich and diverse maritime economy, may have been part of another dispersal route through the Americas, i.e. along the coast. The research team also found a piece of obsidian on the islands which comes from a mainland obsidian source hundreds of miles away and suggests that they were also engaged with long-distance exchange networks.
So there could have been lots of migration routes, overland and oversea, that crisscrossed their way across the continent.
Absolutely. In fact, Tom Delay, an anthropologist at Vanderbilt University, said that the evidence from the Channel Islands is a part of a mounting body of evidence for many different migration routes across the Americas, and further finds will no doubt shed more light on this hypothesis in the future. Further evidence may in fact come from potential underwater sites around the islands, and Dr. Rick Torben from the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., maintains that we need more pieces of the puzzle in order to get a better idea of what these people were doing 12,000 years ago.